This is State of the Union, the District Council 37 radio show on 91.5 WNYE-FM. I'm your host, Chris Policano. DC's 37 is New York City's largest public employee union with 125,000 members and 50,000 retirees. We're part of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, also known as AFSCME. We're on the air Sundays at 8 p.m. We rebroadcast Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m. We're also available on podcast. Simply go to the podcast app on your smartphone and search for DC 37 State of the Union. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check out our website, www.dc37.net. And every month, keep a lookout for the union newspaper, the Public Employee Press, in your mailbox. If you have any comments about our show, please drop us a line at State of the Union. That's one word, State of the Union at dc37.net. Your feedback is always welcome. Tonight, we are going to focus on an issue that all of us New Yorkers are concerned about, the issue of school crossing guards and making sure that a school crossing guard is assigned to each of our schools. This week, the president of the local which represents school crossing guards, Sean D. Francois I, gathered some of the city's legislators, including City Council Speaker Corey Johnson, on the steps of City Hall to call for the hiring of more guards. That press conference we recorded, and we're going to listen to it right now.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Sean D. Francois I. I am the president of Local 372.
Yeah,
give it up. Our members consist of 24,000 support service employees in New York City Department of Education. Additionally, our members include school crossing guards who are employed by NYPD. Now, I want to thank all of you, everybody here for coming out today. Thank you for coming out. I know it's brisk out here, but you're still out here. Members of the press, elected officials, concerned parents, we have community leaders, labor partners, and the children of New York City. Now, we're parted today with the office of the Speaker of New York City, Corey Johnson, but to bring to your attention to a long-standing demanding which we had for our school crossing guards. We need coverage, guys. We need coverage at every school. Not just one crossing guard. We need multiple crossing guards at some of these schools. We demand more coverage and safety for our children. Just recently, unfortunately, one of our school children killed by a vehicle as a direct result of lack of crossing guards. So, it is very irresponsible, extremely irresponsible to have us as stewards of our children if we continue to neglect the safety of our children. Therefore, we're demanding that the New York City provide adequate funding to accomplish this goal. Now, at this time, while we wait for, Councilman Jermaine, you know what? In fact, since you know what, we got Jermaine Williams, Councilman Jermaine Williams in the house. We'll have him speak a few words while we wait for the speaker to come out. Jermaine Williams, Councilman.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. That's a different person, but thank you. I'm glad to be here with Local 372 and Sean. Sad that we have to come out here, but we're in the middle of what usually happens during budget season. I got my orange on today, violence, just so you know. But this is important. Safety is safety. The mayor touts Vision Zero. There is a lot of good work that's happening there. But I was very sad to hear about the loss of life with our young people. First of all, our crossing guards don't get paid enough. So that's one thing. We got to make sure we look at the pay so we can get the best and people can feed their family. And two, clearly there is not enough coverage. This is a simple ask as far as I'm concerned. The budget is almost $89 billion with a B dollars. If we're going to say we want Vision Zero, we have to invest in it. If we want to protect our young people, we have to invest in it. We have to make sure we have adequate coverage at all of our schools so young people can go to school and learn and feel safe. I am here, and today we were talking about gun violence, but vehicular violence kills about the same amount of people as guns, so I want to make sure we continue to lift that up. This seems to be an easy solution for me. It's not going to be a whole lot of money. Hopefully we'll pay more for our crossing guards, but an $89 billion budget, this is a drop in the proverbial bucket. Let's not just talk about Vision Zero. Let's put some real money behind it. Thank you very much. I'm proud to be here to support
you.
Thank you,
brother.
We are the union.
What's his name? Okay, everybody give another round of applause for Councilman Jamali Williams.
Yeah.
Councilman Coleman, please say a few words for us, please. We don't mind. Thank you.
First, let me say, I always hate following Councilman Williams because it's very hard to outdo him. But the sentiment is 100% right on. The time is now. This is budget time. We need to get this done right. It's for our kids, for your members, to make the city safer, to make our families safer. So I'm 100% with you, and I'm glad to stand here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's keep it going, guys. All right. Next up, we got Councilman Espinal. Face me first, please.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm really here to fight for you guys. Every year, we're out here fighting for our crossing guards. But what we should be is acknowledging the great work they do, because they're actually on the front lines of making sure that our children are safe every single day. They're making sure that they're crossing the streets, making sure that the mayor's Vision Zero program succeeds and we get to zero fatalities. So we have to make sure that the city is doing right by the work they're doing and giving them the support they need in this budget. We can't have this budget dance where we're trying to figure out who to fund or who to cut. One thing we need to make clear, we cannot cut our crossing guards, and we must do everything in this budget to make sure they have the support they need. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, guys.
Now, well, the speaker beyond a minute, so just so we know, while we wait for our speaker, and I'm going to bring up some more speakers as well, let me just say to you guys, the safety of our children while going to and from school is the utmost concern to us all. It is why I'm calling for the hire of more crossing guards to be assigned to every school. I'm making this request to the city of New York to equally prioritize the need for enhanced school crossing guards, staffing at schools and at near and adjacent major streets and intersections. Local 272, school crossing guards are often the first line of defense to improve the safety of our students who walk, bicycle, or take transit to school. However, under current staffing levels, there still remains thousands of New York City school children crossing main intersections without any supervision from NYPD, school crossing guards, parents, or adult guidance. So the need for more crossing guards are not just a concern for 272. For the years, the parents, community activists, elected officials, they have been requesting school crossing guards in their districts. However, these requests have not been met. It is unfortunate that our children's safety is being put in jeopardy because of a shortage of school crossing guards. Of the appropriate 2,500 crossing guards, 90% are females, working daily 4 to 5 hours daily, 25 hours with capped hours, part-time scheduling. That includes early morning, lunchtime, after school hours, serving 1.2 million of school children, which is ridiculous for 2,500 crossing guards. Now, crossing guards face 16 unpaid DOE holidays and no pay when schools are closed or for bad weather. out-of-pocket health care costs during off-season, which is ridiculous. It's unacceptable. We have to stop that. Our court of guards are very important. As I would quote my MVP, Donald Nesmith, says all the time, children are 25% of our population, but 100% of our future. So with that said, I want to bring on someone that doesn't need no introduction, someone that has been a partner of mine from the time he been in the council, from the time he became speaker. He continued that admiration for the Corps of Coast Guards and for local 272 members. I will bring on our speaker, your speaker, Corey Johnson, councilman.
Hi, Helen.
Good afternoon. It is so good to be here today with Local 372 and your amazing president, Sean Dion Francois, who we love, for the hard work that he does, and most importantly, for the hard work that you all do every single day on behalf of the children of New York City. I wanted to come out here and say thank you. And I'm really happy that we're having this press conference because, as your president said, you cannot place a price on the safety of children in New York City. We saw, I feel heartsick even mentioning it. A little more than a week ago, two babies killed in Park Slope by a vehicle. Abigail Blumenstein and Joshua Liu, a 4-year-old and an 18-month-year-old. And we know the work that crossing guards do every single day saves countless lives that we don't even know about.
That's
because
right.
Those lives are saved. So I am deeply committed to the safety of children in New York City, as is my friend and great council member, Helen Rosenthal. And the city council has been a leader on this issue.
Yeah.
In the last 3 years, we have prioritized ensuring more funding for crossing guards at schools throughout the city.
Yeah.
I had a great event with your president and maybe some of the folks here some of the folks here today, where I honored all the crossing guards in my district. And I gave them all certificates of appreciation, thanking them for the work that they do day in and day out so they feel appreciated. But we need more crossing guards. And we need to ensure that the crossing guards that we have are treated fairly, are compensated fairly. As your president said, the vast majority are women. The vast majority are women of color, and we have to ensure that people are being paid in a fair and appropriate way, and that the city comes up with the appropriate resources where we determine we need more crossing guards to save more lives. The funding and headcount increase to ensure full coverage of crossing guards will also have another impact, which it will free up traffic agents to actually go to other parts of the city to deal with traffic instead of using traffic agents where you could be using crossing guards. So I am really proud to be with you here today, and you can count on me and Councilwoman Rosenthal and many other council members to continue to stand with you, the membership of 372, throughout the budget process, and to ensure that every child is protected and every worker is protected at the same time.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilman. So, next, we have a great advocate with us also. Councilwoman Helen Rosenthal is here. Everybody give it for Helen Rosenthal, Councilwoman Helen Rosenthal.
Thank you. It's hard to follow the speaker. It's hard to follow the speaker except to say that what a great idea. Now I'm going to honor all the safety guards in my district. That was just genius because that is how the district feels. You know, and we've talked about this so much, but you know, they may say that they fund a certain number of crossing guards, but the reality is the positions are not filled.
That's right.
They have this arcane fakaka process for filling the positions. In my district, we let the city know 2 years in advance that there was going to be a new corner that needed a school crossing guard. 2 years in advance. And in September, they, of course, didn't have anyone. So one of the parents applied. I think she's going to be starting in a couple of weeks.
Good job. Give it up. Good.
I mean, it's wonderful, but it's March, and there's been so much car activity there, and the kids have been put in danger. Some children have been injured. Thank God, nothing critical. But I'm just so proud. The reason I was just walking by. And you're like a magnet.
Thank you.
All of you are like a magnet. I just wanted to stand with you and let you know that at the most recent hearing, NYPD budget hearing, I was very proud, and we tweeted it out, to slam the commissioner on it.
Yes.
Don't say I said the word slam. But it's true. I mean, for a district like mine to have 3 crossing guards in actuality with 11 schools, that's nuts. So we need to continue to hold the city's feet to the fire.
Absolutely.
I will fight for you guys every day because you are fighting for our children. And I am grateful to
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that, Councilman. Let's bring up now, I want to bring up a parent advocate. As you know, parents, as parents as I am, I have children that went to public schools, and I have a relationship with the safety of our kids. So, and I'm sure other parents do as well. So without further ado, I'm going to bring up Floyd Lee, parent advocate. Floyd Lee, where you at? Come on.
Right behind me.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. All right, my name is Floyd Lee, and I'm one of the parents of Community Health Academy of the Heights. That's upper west side of town. And I'm here because of the fact that we need crossing guards. We have no crossing guards, and we have no signs, actually, no speed bump, no nothing. We're located on 158th Street, right by the West Side Highway. So all the cars rush up the street there from Broadway to Amsterdam. It's an accident waiting to happen. We have buildings being built. We have construction going on. And these kids got to come out. All the traffic, they don't even know it's a school there or nothing. So all the community board meetings I went to on the speaking with the councilmen, I finally got New York One to come out about a month ago. And they did a story on it. And because of that, approximately about 5 days ago, we got one crossing guard. Supposed to be permanent. I've been fighting for that. The parents been fighting for that for about a year and a half already. And now we just got one crossing guard. I think it was permanent. But they was there for 2 days. Next thing you know, Monday and Tuesday, they wasn't there 7 in the morning. Gotcha. We need them 7 in the morning. We need them afternoon. And they wasn't there. Gotcha. So, I mean, we need crossing guards. We really need it. It's actually an accident waiting to happen. So that we've been fighting for the parents. I have parents out there with me. I have a petition of over hundreds of parents that signed petition. We need crossing guards.
Absolutely, brother. Thank you. Thank you.
Floyd Lee.
So what do we need?
Crossing guards.
What do we need?
Crossing guards.
What do we need?
Crossing guards.
Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. Yeah, when do we need them? When do we need them? When do we need them?
Now.
All right. On that note, let me bring up the associate director, Oliver Gray from DC 37. Oliver Gray, associate director.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. You know, you judge a society by how they treat their children and their elderly. We're not doing as well as we should. Okay? We have a need in this city for children to be protected as they go to and from school each and every day. And it's not happening the way it should. In a city of 8 million people, 2,500 crossing guards is not enough. Okay? We need more. But in addition to the crossing guards, to watch the children and to protect them, we must also protect the crossing guards. I've heard too many reports of people yelling at crossing guards and threatening violence because they say to them, "You cannot drive into this block now because the children are crossing." I've heard of people throwing things at crossing guards and so forth. I've heard of people actually spitting on them, and they should be arrested and taken away. But more importantly, as we read the papers on a daily basis and we hear about people being struck by vehicles all over the city, including the one the speaker referenced recently, where children is run down and murdered in the streets of this town, there's no question. This is not a debate. This is a certainty. We need crossing guards, and we need them now.
Yes. Now.
Okay.
Now.
Right now.
Thank you, Oliver Gray, Associate Director for 37. Okay, guys, let me just say this to you guys. We have active employees, active workers here for the crossing guards. But we stood on people's shoulders, didn't we?
That's right.
So, let me just bring out a retiree crossing guard, Effie Tucker. Say a few words, Effie Tucker.
My name is Effie Tucker. I started crossing guard in 1968. We got terminated in 1975. They had to bring us all back because 4 children got killed during that time. I think the crossing guard should be around the school. They have 4 corners to the school. Each corner should have a crossing guard. And I think the wider streets like Atlantic Avenue and Eastern Parkway, one should be on each side, across from each other, so one can help them part of the way and the other help in the other part. We can't protect half our children in New York. We got to protect all of our children, okay? So I did it for 38 years. I had a chance to go into school as a school laborer. I enjoy working outside with the children. So when they called me back in 75, I came back. So we love our children. Like I say, you got to protect all of our children in New York. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tucker!
I, myself, as the president, attend the public schools in New York City. I've had crossing guards. I've seen crossing guards in the work that they do. I've seen them work in snow, sleet, rain, heat. And I'll be honest with you, my crossing guard, when I was back in elementary school, I had a crossing guard named Hilda. I'll never forget her. In fact, I remember her more than my teachers. They was out there really the ones that cared for the children. They was out there nurturing children. They're like the second mom to your kids out there. They're making sure that the kids across the streets, making sure that they're even kids. I'll be honest with you, senior citizens, elderly people as well. But as my job as kids, I want to make sure that the kids are safe and sound to and from school each and every day that they attend school. There's no excuse for them not to be safe.
Were you a September 11th responder or volunteer? Were you present at the dust cloud on 9/11? Do you live, work, or go to school in the New York City disaster area on 9/11 or in the following months? Do you now suffer from problems such as chronic cough, shortness of breath, anxiety, depression, or have other symptoms? If so, you may be eligible for the World Trade Center Health Program and could receive medical monitoring and treatment at no out-of-pocket cost to you. To learn more about the program and get an application, go to www.cdc.gov/WTC or call 1-888-982-4748. If you were there, you deserve care. Call today. 1-888-982-4748. 1-888-982-4748. If you were there, you deserve care.
Listening to a press conference that was called earlier this week by Local 372, which represents the city's school crossing guards. The president of that local is Sean Francois. Among those speaking at the press conference, City Council Speaker Corey Johnson and City Council members Helen Rosenthal and Jumani Williams. We're just about out of time for this week's show. Before we go, we've got a few announcements. The DC 37 Organizing Department welcomes you to find out about the latest issues impacting your work site. Please attend a meeting. For dates and locations, call 212-815-1095. That's 212-815-1095 to find out more about job site meetings sponsored by the DC 37 Organizing Department. The DC 37 Education Fund announces spring 2008 courses are available. The DC 37 Education Fund has announced spring 2018 courses. For applications for those classes that begin in April, you can go to the DC 37 website, or for more information, call 212-815-1700. And the Municipal Employees Legal Services reminds you that they provide legal representation to members when applying for citizenship. For more information, call 212-815-1818. That's our show for this evening. Thank you for joining us. And remember, if you have any comments about today's or any of our shows, please drop us a line at stateoftheunion@dc37.net. The producer is Rudy Orozco. Sound engineer is Andrea Minocchio. I am Chris Policano. Until next time, ciao.